Good morning, I'm Jamie Caudill. We've got some deadlines fast approaching. Joining us on the phone line is Pat McKenna with Kiwanis Festival of the Performing Arts with details. Good morning, Pat.
Good morning, Jamie. Always good to talk to you.
And you too, Pat. And I think our listeners can join me in wishing you a very happy birthday today.
Oh, my goodness. How did you know it was my birthday?
Oh, a little bird told me. There you go. Happy birthday, Pat.
Thank you very much.
And thanks so much for taking the time to chat with us on your birthday today. So we've got some deadlines fast approaching that folks need to know about.
We do. The main one is the entry deadline for live classes to participate live in this year's festival. It's a week from today, a week from Monday. So it'll be Monday, January the 29th.
Okay. And the deadline, though, for virtual classes is not maybe quite so fast approaching.
No, you have until March the 5th to do that, Monday, March the 5th.
All right. So the deadline to participate for live classes is January 29th. So what do folks need to do right now?
So our website has a tab called Syllabus, which tells you everything that we're offering in the way of classes that you can enter, different kinds of performances. And you just peruse that and see what kind of class you might like to enter. And then all you have to do is open an account on our website, and there's a little video that shows you how to do that. It's very quick and easy. And then you just choose which class you'd like to participate in and fill out the entry form. And I need to know by next Monday because I need to figure out a schedule. Everybody wants to know when they're supposed to be, where they're supposed to be.
Yeah,
I need to know how many people I'm dealing with before I can do a schedule.
Well, exactly. Fair enough. And here's the email address, info@KiwanisFestivalStratford.com, and the phone number 519-273-3011 for some details. But of course, you can go to their website, KiwanisFestivalStratford.com, and get all the details. And Pat, as we've talked about, my goodness, just an incredible variety of classes are available for something like this.
Well, yes, and what we're trying to do is make the festival more contemporary. So besides the traditional classical music format, we are trying to expand not just the contemporary music, but also you tell us what kind of music you like to perform, and we will create a class in that. We will add it. So I have one category that I just called What Do You Play or What Do You Sing? And you tell us what instrument you like to play or what kind of songs you like to sing, and we will add that to the festival. And so far, I've had one person say that they play a solo ukulele.
Well, there you go.
And we don't have a solo ukulele class, so we're turning one into a solo ukulele class.
Perfect, and that is really becoming quite a popular instrument to perform. So again, we're talking about the Kiwanis Festival of the Performing Arts, and of course, we look ahead to 2024. Do you want to spotlight, I know it's always exciting to chat about some of the adjudicators. Is there anyone you want to spotlight?
Well, I have several that I'm really quite excited about, but one gentleman is proving to be very versatile for us. The adjudicator who is going to handle classical piano, and I found him because he wrote an article that appeared in the Globe and Mail this summer saying there are talented children across Canada, and I know this, he knows this, because he is a piano adjudicator. I reached out to him to ask if he would be interested in working here, and it turns out he's from Alberta, but he comes to Stratford every spring because he comes for the theater festival. And he would be happy to work with us to figure out when he could come to coincide with seeing the shows at the festival and adjudicating for us. And then even further than that, it turns out that you know that we're doing the feature musical Anne of Green Gables as our benefit this year.
Yes, I was going to ask you about that.
Well, it turns out that Jamie Sire is this adjudicator's name. Jamie is producing his own version of Anne of Green Gables, a fully staged version. We're not doing that. We're just going to sing the music from it. He is doing the fully staged show in Alberta in February, so he will be conducting the full score a couple of months before we do ours. And he has reduced the score from an orchestra of about 29 to 3 or 4 instruments, which is exactly what we need here.
Oh, my goodness.
So he is not only coming to adjudicate classical piano in April, he's going to come and conduct our benefit concert.
Oh, that is incredible. Wow, that is so cool. So let's talk about Anne of Green Gables, if folks can reserve seats already for that.
Yes, this is a pay-what-you-wish admission. It's a donation. But what we would like to know is how big an audience we're going to have so we make sure we have enough seats in the auditorium. So on our website, under events, you can reserve seats. to make sure that you're going to be able to get in the room at Avondale Church, because we only have legal permission to perform this live. We've all gotten used to having a choice of whether you do it in person or live stream. And in this case, we only have permission to do it live. So if you want to hear this, you have to come to Avondale Church on Friday, April the 5th.
Oh, absolutely. And experience it live, certainly for April the 5th. We so look forward to that presentation of Anna Green Gables. Really looking forward to that.
After 3 years of social isolation, being stuck at home, we're trying to celebrate the in-person acoustic experience again.
Oh, especially, as you mentioned, at Avondale Church, for sure. So, Pat, again, we've talked about the deadlines, and again, a look ahead to 2024, not just Anne of Green Gables.
The whole festival.
Yeah.
I'd like to mention one thing that people who are perhaps thinking about doing this for the first time might be interested in. Even a professional artist, if they go into if they're touring and they go into a venue, they get a chance to have a sound check. They get a chance to practice before the audience shows up. And we're introducing an element like that to the festival this year. If you enter the Kiwanis Festival this year, we're going to have an open house at each venue that we use. So somebody who is going to play can come before the day they actually have to perform for the adjudicator and find out where they're supposed to go and what the instrument sounds like, to sing on the stage if you want to see what that looks like. It's a chance to get comfortable with the space before you have to come and actually perform for the adjudicator.
I think that sounds terrific. So much going on with the Kiwanis Festival of the Performing Arts Stratford. Again, KiwanisFestivalStratford.com is the website. We'll share all of the details available for you on our social media and with MyStratfordNow.com. And, celebrating so many great performers. My gosh, chatting with Sammy Wong, who performed just recently with the Stratford Symphony Orchestra.
And that's an amazing new partnership that we're so delighted that the symphony was willing to partner with us to do that. And it seems as though they are prepared to let us showcase another young performer for next year. We're still figuring out the details of that, but that was a pretty incredible experience for a young musician.
There you go. It's the opportunities that Kiwanis Festival of the Performing Arts provides for participants and for our community. That's what it's all about right there. Pat McKenna with Kiwanis Festival of the Performing Arts. Thanks for the discussion, Pat, and I know we will chat again soon.
I look forward to it, Jamie. Always a pleasure.